It is Neil Atkinson chatting away to Jonathan Liu this time out. And we're going to start to talk about the ramifications and unforeseen nature of regulation and the way in which football seemingly can't game out, which is ironic, given the way in which most people in football think and work most of the time is to think about games. And yet football isn't very good at it. So there's an example recently that occurred to me, and then I saw that Miguel Delaney had actually written about it, where we managed to create a circumstance, Jonathan, where the rulings of how financial fair play for both the Premier League and UEFA operates is now in direct opposition to similar rules around homegrown players, where the Premier League wants you to have a certain number of homegrown players, including from your own academy. UEFA have a similar sort of thing set up. But what they've done is they created a situation where, as far as financial fair play is concerned, every single player that you sell who's a homegrown player, it's pure profit. So it allows the amortization that we hate to talk about. It makes all of that easier. And so we've created a circumstance where football clubs, it seems to me, are in part happy to create and sell homegrown players more than use them off the basis of the fact that it will help the creative accounting. And it just sort of feels like it's a really good example of football coming up with a rule years ago and then not anticipating the fact that that rule will continue to have knock-on effect and it won't necessarily work the way you want it to work when people get smarter.
Yeah, and this is something that we've seen with all kinds of, you know, rule changes in football. You know, VAR has had massive unintended consequences. And with financial fair play, it was built for, you know, it was built and designed in a pre-nation state era. It was basically devised to deal with the likes of Abramovich 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And the reason that these things are so hard to game, as you put it, is because, you know, football changes so quickly and you can't really, you know, the landscape changes, motivations change, and you can't really legislate your way out of the fundamental problem, which is that footballers, people, human beings are basically seen as assets. You know, so Chelsea, they don't see Mason Mount, homegrown player, you know, they don't see the kind of the emotional community, you know, the sporting value of Mason Mount as a Chelsea player. They see this is X amount that we can put on the books, and same with, you know, City and Cole Palmer and McAtee and you know, a whole host of others you could name. You look at the number of kids that City has sold over the last few years for really, really good money. So yeah, that's the main problem, and that's a cultural issue. That's a politic issue. The way that football treats humans. That's basically the problem there.